Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Describe your perfect date.
It's a tough one. I'd have to say April 25th. Because it's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
You know, good answer.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
But I was thinking along the lines of, like, yeah, I don't know, day at the beach. You
know, no. April 25th today.
Playing some wiffle ball on the beach. That's what I want to do. No, today's the perfect date, and we appreciate you sharing that day with us. That's from what, Miss Congeniality? What's that from?
Yeah, Sandra
William
Bullock.
William Shatner. At his fine, William Shatner was 95 back then, which makes him 195 now. So props to him.
But you know what? You know why William Shatner stays young? This is not a punchline. We had him on the show once. And
the price line.
He was adamant about, I stay up on things. Like, he had the new iPhone when we saw him. He's like, I just got the Apple Watch and I got this. Like, he is up on everything. He's like, I don't ever want to mentally get old. And the guy's what, like 90 something?
He should do an episode of The Unexplained on his hairline.
When we were going
over, I don't
know
how he does it.
When we went over greatest action stars, we forgot him. TJ Hooker, hello.
Oh, yeah.
93?
Are you sure he's not 193?
Oh, I'm sorry, I misread that. 193.
Thank you, Iowa Sam. And I don't want to take anyone's attention away from the hard-hitting action that we're bringing here on Covino and Rich. But one of my favorite scenes, I grew up with my dad loving UFOs. He's obsessed with ancient aliens. By the way, there's UFOs in the news today.
Didn't your dad say he wished his real son was that guy from Ancient Aliens with the big with the big hair?
Yes.
Yeah, I wish that was my real son.
Yes, he has said that. But my dad... Big Star Trek fan growing up, and I always thought it was way boring. But have you ever seen on YouTube the worst fight scene in history? The worst fight. You know I love a great fight, right? Three things about me. I love great rock music. I love a great hiney.
Mm.
And I love a great fight.
Can I add a fourth?
Yeah, sure.
And every single Yankees game. All 162.
Boxing and baseball. Maybe you're 193.
Yeah, maybe I am.
Baseball and boxing. Covino is secretly a 90-year-old white guy.
But if you're a fight fan like me, or you just want to watch something funny, there's something on YouTube called The Worst Fight Scene Ever.
He's right. Look it up. You'll
thank us. It's William Shatner fighting this like lizard guy, and it is the funniest thing. Like, you can't even believe that your parents or anybody ever watched that and thought it was cool at any point in time in life, because it is the weakest thing you've ever seen.
It could very well be the worst choreographed fight scene in the history of television and movies combined.
You nailed it. Worst fight scene ever. When you have time later, when you're on the bowl, you know, in between our show and the draft, whatever. Just look it up after Overpromised.
All right. Now, I want to start the show with a very hard-hitting question, because I think everyone thinks about this, and it applies tonight to the NFL draft as much as any other day, April 25th. Perfect date.
Perfect date.
As Jay Stu from the Gottlieb Show called them, the temporaries. How do you handle the temporaries in your life when it comes for video and picture time? If it's Christmas 09,
yeah,
and your uncle brings along, oh, this is Stephanie, the new girl I'm dating.
Oh, his floozy of the month.
Yeah, when you have that moment where everyone's like, all right, gather around, let's get a picture. Do you tell her, get out? Do you ask her, no, can you take the picture?
She takes the picture.
Do you put her on the end?
Shame on the temporaries for not having the wherewithal and the self-awareness to know that they're the temporaries, they're the outsider looking in, and they should be taking a picture. Yo, dude, I volunteer. Let's say I'm with my girlfriend's family, right? Or anytime I feel like, well, I'm kind of the outsider, and I'm not saying that anyone makes me feel that way. It's just like, oh, this is a family shot? Like, their family, and they go back since day one, I'll take the photo. Like, you should know that you're the guy that should be taking the photo. And the reason Rich brings this up.
Well, it's the only one that gets a free pass, by the way.
Yeah.
I think are little kids, because there are times where you'll be with your kids at a school function or a little league game or basketball, and they're posing with their little best friend, and some other kid's like, hey! And they just get in there and pose. What are you going to tell a little kid?
Nah,
beat a kid?
Little kids are always
little kids get the exemption.
You can always like crop them out, maybe.
But tonight, man, tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night, because as much as, well, Danny G's so excited about Penix Jr., hoping for Daniels, but probably Penix Jr.,
maybe,
hopefully.
Hopefully either one.
As good AB
much
plan.
As the Bills are hoping for a wide receiver for Allen, and Drake May to the Giants, maybe? Is that what we're saying? Is there a little switcheroo?
Listen,
anyway,
the only obvious ones that we decided, Kavino and I were looking this over earlier, and when you cross-reference every single draft board and mock draft, it seems like Caleb Williams to the Bears.
Yeah.
And then unless something wacky happens, Arizona has made it very clear that if Marvin Harrison Jr. is available at number 4, they're going to pick him. But besides that, yeah, the rest, flip a coin, my man.
Who knows, right?
You know, so, crapshoot.
Aside from all the life-changing, franchise-changing moments that you're going to see later on today, which is why you love draft day, you're also going to see these awkward moments that I think are great. And that is the girlfriend of the moment in the photo or in the video. And the most classic, and by the way, we'll probably talk about this a little bit on Overpromised.
Yeah.
The most classic being Russell Wilson, because his girlfriend at the time
had that
reacted like she just hit the lottery. And look, in her defense, I'm sure she was thrilled that the guy she was dating, his wife at the time, was being drafted, you know, and I get it.
Life-changing.
But they're the temporaries, and it's always awkward. Like, do they belong in those moments? Do they belong in that situation, in those? These are lifelong moments, because they live forever. You still see that Russell Wilson.
Not only lifelong moments, but this is the buildup to every day after school practicing, every camp, every time that guy went outside to take 10 more swings
or run
20 more routes.
Agreed.
That is the moment it all culminates on draft night, when you change your family stars. And Kavino and I love some of the highlights of – I don't think they're still together. I could be wrong, but do you remember C.D. Lamb's girlfriend at the time had like a snooty look on her face, and she was grabbing his phone? And
yeah. And it went viral. By the way, that's what makes it even more of a thing now than ever before, because any of these moments that happen, they're captured, and then they're shared a million times afterward on social media.
There was that one moment where I forget who it was, maybe not as memorable as a player as the moment, but there was a mom who grabbed this guy's girlfriend and yanked her out of the frame. Like, get out of there!
And everybody saw it. Like, and everybody laughed about it.
Whoa.
So the question is, Fox Sports Radio Nation, do you make the, well, Jay Stu said temporaries, but yeah, do you make, and I'm not trying to downplay a girlfriend's importance. Every great man has a great woman supporting him, right? But we don't know. They're very young men.
Could be the flavor of the month.
The girlfriend get out of the pick, out of the shot in this case. How do you handle it in your life? You know, my dad, I feel like my dad was the inventor of Photoshop, because we would always have family pictures on the wall, and my dad would cut out, like, you know, random TV guide photos of Michael Landon or John Davidson or whoever was popular at the time, and he would just cut the heads off and put them on the
people that were no longer around?
The people's faces.
Yeah, that's your aunt's old boyfriend. Exactly. And now all of a sudden it's Michael Landon?
Exactly. So you would cover it up with whoever was a star, with Michael J. Fox, you know? You'd cover it with whoever you had at the time. So every family photo I had that was around the house had other people's heads.
Wow. Uncle Joe's ex-girlfriend has been replaced by Meredith Baxter Burney.
Exactly. Right? And who's that? Is that Joanna Kearns? Yeah, she was,
that's your cousin's stepmom.
What they should be doing is taking the picture. You make the temporary, whether it be the man or the woman in this situation, take the picture.
Well,
if a girl is in the shot tonight, she should have the wherewithal to say, you know what? This isn't about me right now. This is about the parents. And Rich, you're so right. And more this is becoming the case. You know Akbar? We've met Akbar from...
I know.
American Ninja
Warrior.
Yeah. American Ninja Warrior. He went on a rant today, and it really hits home with a lot of people. It's gone viral in the past few hours about how there's a new reality of having kids in sports and how it's almost tearing families apart, and it's almost too much, and he has a sports background, right? You know, he's an athlete, that guy. He goes, and even he thinks it's too much when, like, even on Sundays now, you don't even get one day for family because you have to take your kids to a million different games and it's too much. And he's trying to take a
Sundays,
stand.
Do you mean soccer and gymnastics? I mean,
he's like, every day now is a sports day and you don't have time for, religious practices or just a family day or just relax and have a picnic or barbecue with the fam. So when you got parents running around like crazy just to be good parents and take their kids, and they're part of this journey. It's not about the girlfriend in the moment. I'm sorry. I know they're important in that moment, but it really is a family sort of celebration.
Also, don't forget the late great grandparents who helped raise you.
Dude,
remember?
Yeah. Sure.
Remember, I think it was 2017, Tack McKinley, when he got drafted by the Falcons. He had the big framed photo of his grandma.
Yeah. It's about the family, man, because they were there along the whole way. They seen your come up. They participated in it. They helped you practice. They brought you to every practice. These are the people you should be celebrating with. And that's not to knock. Like I said, every girlfriend I've had along the way, very important in my life, right? Helped me get to the next step in life. And I'm not downplaying that, but it's not about them in this moment.
That's why I disagree with you, and I'll explain.
Explain.
And by the way, you know what else we're going to see tonight? I can't leave this out. Besides seeing those girlfriends in the moment, or the lifelong girlfriends. We recently watched the video of Mahomes when he got drafted. Brittany Mahomes was right there at his side. They were sweethearts, right? Sometimes these are the permanent partners.
Bro, you know how rare that is?
Hold that thought.
You're full of baloney.
I have a reason why it's okay.
That's so rare.
Hold up. Wait a minute. You know what else you're going to see tonight besides these rando women?
Hold up.
You know someone's mom or sister is going to be hot. And that's going to trend as well.
Yes.
Like, yo, did you see so-and-so's sister? And there's always a mom because these guys are 20.
You're going to be searching them.
Listen, the reality, you got to remember, the moms are closer in age to you. If you're 40-ish, like these moms might be, like, remember Zach Wilson's mom? If a mom is hot, 40-something, she's almost distracting because it's like, wow, whose mom is that?
That is true. We're going to see some hot moms tonight.
You'll see hot moms.
That's why I'm tuning in, bro.
You'll be like,
I don't care about Penix Jr.
Look at his mom.
Let's see some hot moms.
Look at those genetics. Look at the mom and sister. He's a stud, the mom and sister. So you're going to see families. You're going to see girlfriends. But here's why I think.
And you're going to see, again, Rich, I don't want this to get lost in our conversation. Life's change and a lot of excitement, and that's priceless.
I'm not saying I'm a little B about it, but I get emotional sometimes at the draft because
that's fair.
You see some big dude, some 6'5" guy that looks like he's the baddest, most sucker there, will start tearing up because he realizes all that hard work and maybe a single mom or someone paved the way.
We did it, man.
These are the moments.
Those are dreams coming true, man.
Every time you hear Roger Goodell get up there and that little chime goes on. Do you have the chime queued up today, Iowa Sam? I can only imagine you do.
We need that chime.
They have rights to a chime?
Yeah, it belongs to ESPN.
That's wild.
We have our own, though. We have a Fox version.
Can I, like, sing it?
Yes.
Oh, no!
Oh, fine! You're fired.
Now we're fine. Sam had to dump it.
The minute you hear Roger Goodell get up to the platform, the podium, and that chime goes off, you know what happens? what happens is that someone's family's lives have changed forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds corny, but it's awesome, right? Like,
dude, that's why Jim Lampley was in tears on our show talking about fighters winning championships.
Their family stars. Like, think about some family. Let's break it down. Mom's a teacher. Maybe she's a single mom. Dad works at the factory. You know, regular middle class, hardworking people. Then all of a sudden, you know that my son is about to sign a multi-million-dollar deal minimum. But that's got to be ridiculous.
That's why I say these clout chasing people, whoever they are, and not all of them are. I'm trying to be fair here. Need to get out of the memorable family shot when they go to the family for this draft tonight.
Well, I'll tell you why I disagree.
Because it's about the family.
I'll tell you why I disagree. But I don't disagree terribly. Like I don't hate your take. But my thought is, life is about moments, right? And when you look back at your life, some of those moments include someone where you're like, oh yeah, remember them? Like if I look back at...
Yeah, but I'm able to do that and look back fondly. Not everybody has that luxury.
Now, if you showed me like, yo, dude, I made this mistake. Look at Christmas 2012. And you show me a picture of you and some girl that meant nothing. But the picture tells the story. There was a How I Met Your Mother episode about this.
That story isn't always fun or funny.
But How I Met Your Mother,
it's not
which
always
is
a warm story.
I think one of the last great sitcoms back in the day. They had an episode about this where they were adamant. Jason Segel's character was adamant about, Ted, get your random hoe out of the picture.
Whoa.
Right? That was essentially the vibe. Ted, I'm sick of these random girls in like Thanksgiving 09. And the story was, well, doesn't that paint the picture? Isn't that sort of like,
no,
you look back at the photo
it does,
album,
but dude, you're
scrolling
you're
through your phone.
Hold on. Let me dump on your point.
You don't have to do that.
Hold up.
Thanksgiving 2002 doesn't compare to your life-changing moment at the NFL draft.
I have a picture.
On draft night.
I have a picture of our first Thanksgiving out here in Los Angeles. My wife and I were new to LA. You know who was at our Thanksgiving table? You. Spot. Spot's wife. Our buddy Matt, who we haven't seen in like 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the attractive girl that used to hang with one of our friends? We called her Asian Boo because she was a hot Asian girl.
Do I? Of course.
She was in the photo.
Her name was Amanda.
We haven't seen Amanda in a decade.
So
but
what?
When I look at that picture, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a moment.
But nobody was dating her.
I know, but it's
And it was just a random Thanksgiving.
It
does tell the story, but you can't compare the two. This is a life-changing, memorable event. That's why we are having this conversation.
The only thing I could agree with you on.
This is about the family, not about the girl of the month, not even the girl that he loves
at
the
moment. But what if that girl of the month becomes the girl, and now you don't have that first photo together?
The chances are slim.
All right, well, hold on. What about the idea? The one thing I could agree with you on, the new person, like if you're dating a girl and it's like, you're fresh, this is a fresh relationship, and she's like, come with me to my parents' wedding anniversary dinner. You should have the wherewithal. You're right. You should have the wherewithal to be like, I'll take the pick.
Keep that in mind.
That's your job. Like, hey, come to my sister's wedding. Guess what? You're not in those photos. And if you are, put yourself in the end so they could crop you out if they need
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you got to have the self-awareness to do that.
Yeah.
You know, how often, think about it this way too. How often does your full-on family get together where everybody's there? Let me tell you, this past summer, there's five of us, right? I have four siblings. That was the first time we were all together at one place with my family in like over 10 years.
All five siblings?
Yeah.
It's been 10 years. Wow.
At least we're at the beach, right?
So imagine some random person.
Some idiot that my cousin's dating jumps in that picture. It's like, yo, beat it, dude. We haven't been together in all this time. You have to know when it's a family moment and you're the outsider.
And
even though you're very well involved, you have to know your place sometimes.
I think you have to have the huevos to also sometimes say, all right, let's take the picture. Then when we're done clicking this picture, be like, all right, cool. One with just the cousins
there
now.
There you go.
Like, there's ways around this, but you will see it tonight. Again, two things to look out for.
By the way, who was the mom? We brought this reference up like three times in the past few days. Who was the mom?
I like the mystery.
Danny, I'm going to look it up too. There was a clip a few years ago where they go to someone pretty popular, being drafted.
And it was a blonde girl.
Player and his girlfriend, and the mom yanks her out of the shot.
Well, because she starts like straddling him and kissing him. And the mom's like, no, this is not your moment.
What are my Google
Mama,
terms?
No!
Mama, no. Mom Yanks girlfriend draft.
Good luck with that. What's coming up? Oh boy!
Wow,
Mom Yanks. So
I like those videos.
Look out for these two things tonight.
Oh, it came up
as we get ready for the NFL draft tonight. Look out for these two things. That special moment where you want to shed a tear because you realize the family stars have changed. Look out, like I said, for the girlfriends who are in the photo or the ones that step aside, and we know we're going to see some hot moms and sisters.
Isaiah Wilson.
Yes, Ravens.
Isaiah Wilson.
Or was
dude.
It Dolphins I took him?
And
Let's
when
see.
You watch it now, it's even better than you remember.
Oh, is it?
Dude, I think it's fantastic. Is the girlfriend at the time is there like coddling him, like, we did it, honey. And the and Mama Thompson or Thomas.
Let me get over your
It
shoulder.
Says Dolphins on the clock, but it's the Ravens who selected him.
Ready? Ready? Like, he's selected. He's like there, like at his head down in tears. She's hugging him. Like, we did it. Mama Wilson's like, yeah, get out of my seat. 29th.
Oh my God, it's better than I remember.
That's awesome.
It's better than I remember.
That was the 2020 draft.
Wow.
Taken 29th overall.
That was 4 years ago already.
Can you please put that on our Instagram story?
It's so great.
2020.
Well, again,
at Covino and Rich.
That's the great example because there's a girlfriend not knowing her place. This is on national television, the biggest night of his life, and you're making it about you? Get out of here. You know how much blood, sweat, and tears went into raising that kid? That's
this
about
mom,
the family.
Just so you know, this mom puts her hands under the girl's underarms and lifts her and throws her away.
Yo, Danny G, did
she
you remember
yanks
that?
Her. I do remember that. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I just remember cracking up when
you know
I saw
what?
It.
We'll post it at Covino and Rich on our Instagram story as we get ready for the NFL draft.
Hit us up personally at Steve Covino. I'm always doing some cool TikTok dance moves at Steve Covino.
Are you?
At Rich Davis, at Spot Center, at Danny G Radio. Iowa Sam, how do you stay off the IG in today's world? We're going to get him on IG. You got a lot to offer. Yeah, people need to see you.
This has been the persuasion campaign here
for
you.
I mean, listen, I'm not telling you to go on TikTok like a...
Come on, Iowa Sam. Everybody's doing it.
You know what, Iowa Sam? For all we know, TikTok's gone in 200 days anyway.
Iowa Sam is big on Threads.
You know what?
He put his energy towards the one.
I just think it's a great way to promote your OnlyFans page.
Yeah.
So,
that's right.
Thank you, Iowa Sam.
Only Sam.
Only Sam. He's on the ones and twos.
Only Sam.
Danny G's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. We're Covino and Rich. NFL Draft Thursday. Some great NBA. And then we got three quick phone calls right now at 877-99 on Fox, and then a very special old school win 50 hits.
You know, so I did notice that, you know, because Covino and I worked in sports radio, guy talk radio, music radio, broadcasting, podcasting. I did realize that sports is way big on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, big
right?
time.
All right, let's go to Robbie in New Hampshire. We're just talking about the biggest hot air conversations based on people grading the draft. I don't know why it bothers me so much. Like, how can you grade something that hasn't happened? What's up, Robbie?
Guys, I completely agree with the draft grades being a total hot air conversation.
Yes.
But I think comparing eras in baseball, like players from 100 and
oh yeah, could Babe Ruth hit off a Roger Clemens?
Dude, like that's right up there with Mike Tyson beat Deontay Wilder?
Yep.
You know, or Ali. I'm with you on that.
Brian in Augusta. What's up, Brian?
Oh. Yo, what's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
What's up, man? What's the hot air sports conversation that bothers you?
Okay, so every time we see Tiger Woods tee up at a major, we're always saying, is he going to catch Jack? No, he's not going to catch Jack.
You know, you're right. Every Masters, every big tournament, you're like, oh, is he back? You know,
I was at Augusta National this couple weeks ago, and he looks good on the first nine. But on the back nines, he is laboring. He's not going to catch Jack. And I'm tired of hearing everybody say that when we see him tee off on hole number one on a Thursday.
That's funny.
It's not necessarily a conversation, Rich. It's a hot air question that I hate, and it drives me crazy. As I'm watching the red carpet for the draft, right, don't you hate when people say, who are you wearing? It's like, do you really care?
Gross.
That, like, this.
Right, one last one. Let's go, Rossi. We got to make it quick because we got other stuff to get to.
Yeah, Rossi Day. 30 seconds.
Rossi? Oh, come
Sorry,
on.
Sorry, brother.
What's up, bud?
Start the timer.
Goodness gracious, man. Guess what's going down in my city?
I don't know, but you better make it quick.
You better make it quick. You got 25 seconds. What's your hot air conversation?
Motown P. Diddy.
All I'm hearing is hot air from you, buddy.
It's going down in my city, bro. It's going down in my city,
it
man.
Is, it is, it hey, is.
But here we go. Yeah, the GOATs. 15. The GOATs is what pissed me off. There is no one GOAT. There are GOATs with the S. That's the one that pisses me off.
You know what? I'll give you that. You know what, Rasita? Great quick call. GOAT conversation is like, dude, how do you compare? All right, well, you know what we're doing today? Today we're doing a little something different. Since it is draft day, today we have something fun. We're doing old school when 50 hits. We're having a Covino and Rich movie draft. The greatest movies of all time in honor of Al Pacino turning 84 today.
Don't mind if I do.
Dunkachino. So the whole crew here, all six of us, are going to make picks, and we're going to go to you guys as well to make some picks. So think of what movie you would call the greatest of all time. The greatest movie ever made. Start calling now.
The GOAT.
And get in. Get one of your picks in. Danny has added a bonus.
Yeah, GOATs. All right, yeah. So I'll give away some Swiggies here. If there's a movie selection you guys really like, then just tell me, keep that caller on hold, and I'll hook them up with a Swiggy.
Bye. Nice. That means you can walk away with a Swiggy. Start calling now at 877-99 on Fox and have a few of your favorite movies in mind. In case one gets selected before it's your turn, all right?
Now, we're going to do a quick three rounds, but what this will prove is after three rounds, we could go around the room and be like, all right, Spots, what's your three movies? Covino, what's yours? Danny G, what's yours?
Yeah.
And then we could really say, who has the best movie draft?
There you go.
Because unlike the NFL draft, these movies have happened. We know them. We could actually rate it.
You know the best part is Dan Beyer. We're going in alphabetical order by last name. Beyer gets to go first, and admittedly, he's not a movie guy. Quote,
not at all.
So fireworks to start this thing off immediately.
Perfect. I can't wait.
This whole place is out of order.
We'll do three rounds. It'll be fun.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you got to check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Speaking of names being called, if you hear your name called, you might be walking away with a Swiggy because we're doing our CNR movie draft right now. So have a favorite movie in mind. And in case one's selected before it's your turn, have another one in the back. 877-99 on Fox. Are we going to do this?
Let's do it. Come on.
Tonight is the biggest night in the NFL.
The season begins tonight.
The 2024 draft.
With the first pick,
your team will make decisions that could affect its franchise for years. Before the real draft coverage on Fox Sports Radio, though, Covino and Rich do things a little differently.
You can't handle the truth.
Wait, they're drafting what?
Movies. The greatest movies of all time. We'll go around the room, the six people on the show, then we go to you on the phone.
Well, why are we drafting movies? It's Al Pacino, Legends, 184th?
84.
You think you're big time? I'll show you big time.
Hoo-ah.
I mean, he
looks, say goodnight to the bad guy.
He looks like a Thundercat with his hair these days, but still, a legend. And didn't he have a kid recently?
Yes,
like an 80-something?
Yeah.
Right.
Got to keep working, I guess.
Happy birthday, Al Pacino. You guys ready?
Let's do it. Let's start the draft. Who has the first pick, Dan? You want to take it away?
Yeah, take it away, Iowa Sam.
With the first pick.
Dan Beyer.
Oh, that's ridiculous. DB, let's get this.
Bueller. Bueller.
All right, Dan Beyer.
Dan Beyer, he's up. Oh, look at, he's taking all 10 seconds of his time.
Oh, is that
did
what
you guys not hear that?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
We heard it. Ferris Bueller's your
oh, that was
pick.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
Oh, come on. I thought that was Iowa Sam trying to find you.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, my
numero
gosh.
Numero uno.
That's a horrible pick.
Oh. Oh, see, look at Spots. Spots grading the draft.
Wow, I didn't know this is a trash talk draft.
A D minus.
Oh, yeah.
Right off the bat.
I mean, off I think, the board.
Here's the thing. It's a great movie, but is it draft worthy, right? I don't know.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. All right.
Number one.
All right, Iowa Sam.
He took a kicker with the first pick.
With the second pick.
Steve Covino.
Oh, boy. You can't deny my pick.
Oh,
I hope you guys fight over a pick. From my hometown of Union, New Jersey, Ray Liotta's the star of the movie. It's Goodfellas, bro.
Nice.
Man. Bam. Nice.
All right.
I like that one.
It's a good one.
All right, Iowa Sam. Let's go.
With the third pick,
Rich Davis.
Now, you gotta have a well-balanced team, but I think I'm going to put comedy, rom-coms, action aside in my first-round pick at number three, which I think is a steal. I think this is a first-round, first pick overall, in my opinion. The fact that you two bozos didn't pick it, I'm happy. With pick three, Rich Davis, I choose Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, jerk.
How did I end up last?
Great pick.
That would have been right. All right. That was a good one, Rich. Let's go to pick four.
I'm going to get angry. This is going to make me
with
angry.
The fourth pick,
it's Danny G.
Yeah, with Shawshank off the board.
It's going to make me very angry.
It's like I just stole Caleb Williams from under your nose.
With Al Pacino celebrating his 84 today, how is The Godfather from 1972 not going to be in the top five? I'm going Godfather.
Okay.
I mean, undeniable. I think those are all great picks.
I hate everything about this.
All right.
Right now.
Iowa Sam, fired up.
I'm so angry.
With the fifth pick,
Iowa Sam.
All right, guys. This was the first Best Picture Academy Award winner for Martin Scorsese.
I got this rat. No, I'm kidding. Right.
The Departed. Let's go. The Departed. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. The Departed.
Okay.
Surprise. Scorsese's best movie ever. You heard it.
That is a surprise top five pick. All right. Now, next one, Iowa Sam. Hit it. Pick six.
With the sixth pick.
Spotty Boy.
I got 10 seconds to go on this?
Yeah.
All the great ones have been taken.
I'm going to go with
Splash. No,
stop it. I'm going to choose. Actually,
Howard the Duck. No.
I'm going to choose. It's technically a different movie. The Godfather Part 2.
Oh, that's good.
Considered one of the greatest films over the original, The Godfather Part 2.
All right, well, now it's time to go to you guys, the listeners, and see how you fare in our Covino and Rich Greatest Movies of All Time movie draft. Mike in Las Vegas, you got pick 7.
All
what
right.
you got, Mike?
Iowa Sam, hit it.
Hey, how you doing?
With the 7th pick.
Mike in Las Vegas. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
All right, number 7, baby. I saw this when I was 9 years old in the movie theater, Animal House.
It's a classic.
All right, there you go. It's Animal House, your 7th pick.
Garbage.
By the way, to recap.
Wait, it doesn't have a mob? It's not about the mob? Are you sure that's okay, guys?
Is that okay? Yeah.
Because that's all this stupid draft seems to be about now.
Shawshank, you know? Not about the mob.
Hey.
So, Mike, thank you. So far, all just right. of you joining us, we got Ferris Bueller, Goodfellas, Shawshank, Godfather, Departed, Godfather 2, Animal House, and we're up to pick 8.
You can hang up on Mike.
He's all right, pick number 8, Aaron.
With the 8th pick.
Aaron in New York, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Well, I am taking with the 8th pick, The Dark Knight.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
Dark Knight.
Keep him on hold.
Solid. I got to go a little off basis here. Departed with art.
Is that the first swiggy?
Is that what you giving him a swiggy for Dark Knight?
No, keep him on hold.
Oh, keep him on hold. Okay.
Don't stay on hold. See if
stay
you win.
Stay on hold.
All right.
Okay. I was going to go with the Departed, but I already took it.
All right.
All right. Pick number 9.
With the 9th pick.
Let's go to Pennsylvania and Patrick. What's up, Patrick?
How you guys doing?
What you got?
All right, with the 9th pick in the draft, we're going to go with old school comedy, drama, romance. It's got it all. The Princess Bride.
Ooh, that's a good random pick. I like
it's
that.
A cult classic.
It's a cult classic for sure, but again, it's his pick. Yeah, all right, thanks.
His favorite, Princess Bride.
Love you know, that's it. The tough part of this draft. It's like, do you go your personal favorite or like a renowned, like everybody knows that it's a classic movie?
My goal, much like a football team or an NBA team in a draft, I'm going for well-rounded. So, Shawshank, I picked in the first round. Second round, I got different angles.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Keep
pick
it moving.
10, let's go.
Going for the greatest.
With the 10th pick.
Steve in Pennsylvania. What's up, Steve?
Hey, gentlemen. Good evening. My pick is Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, you stole mine. Great job. Good job.
All right, good one.
Good one.
Saving Private Ryan.
Good movie.
Not the greatest, though.
Keep
it's
it rolling.
One of the greatest.
All right, let's go. Pick 11.
With the 11th pick.
He's got one of those for everything, huh?
Right?
Yep. Jack in Alaska. Hey, Jack.
What's up, fellas? What's popping?
What's doing, man? What you got?
All right, with pick number 11, I'm going with something that's brought me a lot of inspiration in my life. Give me Bobby Boucher and Waterboy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Waterboy.
Who's about the devil?
Whoa, Mickey Valancourt.
Let's move along to pick number 12.
Hey.
That must be a personal favorite, though.
I think. Yeah, you know what? Good pick.
Yeah.
All right, pick 12.
With the 12th pick,
Wayne, Ohio, what you got?
Yes, sir. With the most controversial, sweepy pick of the day, the Planet of the Apes. The original
Planet of the Apes.
That's a good one.
All right.
So what do you guys think? Who gets a swiggy from that round?
My vote is for Dark Knight.
Same.
But
I was going to go Saving Private Ryan or Princess Bride because that's a well-rounded.
I vote Saving Private Ryan, but I don't know if I have a vote here.
Oh, it's 2-2.
Covino,
you break it.
I'm going Dark Knight.
Aaron in New York wins a swiggy.
All right.
No favoritism, but Aaron, you win. Aaron, congrats, buddy. Congrats.
Aaron, you get a swiggy.
Let's go.
All great picks. You know, here's the thing, though. I'm feeling there's some personal preferences and then, like, undeniable selections. So,
yeah.
All right, let's continue. Let's carry on.
So now it goes back to the staff.
Okay.
Spotty, reverse order.
All right. Oh. Yeah,
so pick 13 goes to Spot. Where's that big imaging?
You know, the 13th pick.
Spotty.
I could do a steal because I feel like I know what's on your minds, but I'm not going to steal one of yours.
You can if you want.
That's part of the strategy. I know it's part of the strategy, but no. I consider Tarantino one of the greatest filmmakers of all time.
Ooh.
One of my personal favorites that I can watch over and over and over and over and over again. This is not my pick. Is Kill Bill. that would be my pick, but I'm going to have to go with the classic Pulp Fiction 1994.
Wow. Okay.
Oh,
that is my second pick, Pulp Fiction. Pulp
Great pick.
Fiction, nice.
I was Sam.
Oh, sorry, did I break your concentration?
I pick number 14.
With the 14th pick,
I will Sam selects.
Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land.
One of my personal favorites. Listen, this is a personal favorite's greatest of all time draft, so I'm taking Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
It is my gospel.
Oh, grace.
Party time. Excellent.
That's not Wayne's basement.
Yo, I was Sam. I got to love it. All right, Danny G, you're up.
All right.
Pick 15.
With the 15th pick.
Danny G.
You know, I went gangster on my first choice, so I'm going to go comedy here. Meet the Parents. One of my favorite comedies of all time.
It's great. It's really good. I appreciate that because you've now got up to me at pick number 16.
Pick 16.
With the 16th pick.
Rich Davis. That's me. And you know what? Perfect because 16 is my lucky number. Joe Montana, Dwight Gooden. And you know what? I went with Shawshank with pick one. And I feel like just based on my first round pick and my second round pick, it's going to be hard to beat the well-roundedness of my team of movies. I had Shawshank, and I'm adding to my team, some would argue, the perfect movie, Back to the Future.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. You know, I was so ready to dump on your next pick.
So was I.
And I can't deny that it's a great one.
Yeah.
Shawshank and Back to the Future? Who is beating my list?
You know,
hey,
they do say.
I'm talking to you, McFly, you Irish bug.
Wow. Rich, you know what, man? I hate to say it.
I got
to
see.
I hate to say it. That is a great pick.
Shawshank and Back to the Future? Who's got a better combo so far?
Right now. Let's go.
Let's see what Kavino's
pick is.
All right. Pick 17. Let's go, baby.
With the 17th pick.
You really have every number, huh?
Just don't happen.
Steve Covino, we have everyone up to 31 in case you're wondering.
17th is my lucky number. And I figured I'd be well-rounded and go from gangster movie to adventure movie.
Shut up.
Wait till you hear my third pick.
We talked about the greatest Mount Rushmore action stars this week. And I told you Harrison Ford was one of them. If you don't have Indiana Jones as a draft pick, then you stink.
You have to be specific.
I'm going Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. You got to go original. You got to go OG. Let's go.
You would have won if it was Last Crusade.
My pick, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I like it. All
Dan Byer.
Pick 18.
Well, after I was eviscerated for the first overall pick, yet we have the water boy in Wayne's World, and I hear, no, that's a good pick. Yeah, I could see that.
Ferris Bueller's garbage.
Bleep you guys. Bleep you spot your crappy-ass picks.
With the 18th pick.
Give me DB. Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood.
Oh, good one.
Get out of my face.
Right, you know what? I'll give you this one. Definite improvement.
Oh, good one. Okay. This
all
is
right.
Why? Because we grew up in that culture of gang-related movies. That's one of the OG
that's
originals,
great.
Man.
Caller?
You know what?
On the other side, we'll go back to the callers.
What? Here's what we're going to do.
I got like more this. Gripes if you guys want them. You know, you ripped my Ferris Bueller apart, but
I thought Ferris Bueller was a good pick. Ferris Bueller, I just didn't know if it was pick one.
Yeah, not pick one.
Because
not
I think,
one,
you know what, pick. Much like Michael Penix Jr., don't trade up for him, Danny G. I think he'll fall to you.
Fire, I think that should have been like your second round.
Ferris Bueller is QB1 in Dan's eyes, all right?
All right, well,
let
you know
it
what?
Be.
Well, Danny G lines up all the phones because they're all hot. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll do round two. Our Covino Rich movie draft in honor of the
round
draft
two of
tonight.
The listeners.
And we'll get to all that next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Our draft.
Yeah, and we're at pick number 19, second round for the listeners. So, guys, listen up. If something catches your attention, we'll put them on hold for a swiggy. We're going to go to Ryan in Missouri in a second here. Iowa Sam, fire it up.
With the 19th pick.
Ryan in Missouri, we are doing the greatest movies of all time. What you got with pick 19?
All right, with pick 19, I have the greatest movie of all time, and the reason my dog's name is what it is. I've got the original Rocky.
Oh, you son of a...
That was going to be my steal pick.
Let me tell you.
That's going to be hard to beat if everybody had that on their list.
I did not.
Let me tell you, Rocky was going to be my third pick to round out my perfect.
You can't handle him stealing that from you.
I love it.
You can't win.
We're going to go to pick number 20 now, Iowa Sam.
with the 20th pick.
Chris in Missouri, what you got?
Man, it's time for some comedy. How about Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Fast Times, number 20.
Filmed right across the street.
Decent, but.
Okay. All right. Pick 21 is in.
With the 21st pick.
Joe in Seattle. What you got, Joe?
I love the show, guys. I got to go Dazed and Confused.
One of my favorites.
Dazed and Confused.
One of my personal favorites, yeah.
Yep. Got to go with classic sneaky comedy right there. Throw it on about once a year.
Thank you, man.
All right, Iowa Sam, fire up pick number 22.
With the 22nd pick,
Nancy in Michigan. Hi, Nancy.
Clint Eastwood movie, Unforgiven.
You know, great movie, won the Oscar.
Unforgiven.
You know, Schwarzenegger put Clint Eastwood on his action star Mount Rushmore this week. So
that's a good one. I love that
can't
movie.
Can't deny it.
All right, we're going to go to pick 23.
Ron.
With the 23rd pick.
Let's go to Missouri. Hey, Ron.
Lots of Missouri love today.
My pick is a classic, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, I'm glad you. I'm glad you picked something I would never have picked.
Gregory Peck? It's one of the greatest.
You can't deny a classic. That's what makes this an interesting draft. Again, it's that balance of classic versus like everyone like a random movie.
It's definitely not better than Wayne's World.
Let me tell you though,
it's still Ferris Bueller,
Dan Byer. I will say though, every time someone picks
me out of this spot,
every time someone picks a movie,
silly comments.
Every time someone picks a movie, I have no interest in. I'm like, I almost feel like it's when when a team picks someone your team doesn't need.
Movies didn't exist before 1976. Yeah.
That would be To Kill My VCR. It would be
there. It is.
So Byer, you're not going to pick Casablanca with your last four.
Oh
no.
All right, we're gonna go to Raider Bob for pick 24, Iowa Sam.
With the 24th pick.
What you got, Raiders Bob?
Raider Bob, I got the speed of the draft. The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, good movie. Good that's a good one. But now we have to pick a winner, right, Danny G?
Yes.
All right, I think it's clear. For me,
Ryan.
Covino, my vote goes to Ryan because he stole my Rocky answer.
Yeah, Rocky.
Rocky.
Ryan, congrats. Line one.
All right.
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, congrats. You get a Swiggy.
You stole our answer. How can we deny it? They're all great answers. Thank you for all the phone calls.
Yep.
He appreciate
pandered.
You.
That was pandering. He knew you would love it.
Right. And you know what? Here's what I want to do. Let's wrap up just with the six people in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wrap up our final picks, and then everyone's got, before you give your pick, give your first two so people can assess
all right.
who has the best three total. And we start with pick 25, Dan Byer. Let's go.
With the 25th pick.
Dan Byer.
All right, guys. Set aside 195 minutes as we sit in and watch some Titanic.
Oh!
You know, one of the highest grossing films of all time.
A lot of accolades.
All right, so Dan Byer, you're three. So people that are keeping score at home.
Yes.
Titanic?
You recently selected Titanic, Boys in the Hood, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You know, well-rounded. He just led with the comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell you what, more people are coming over to my house than any of you five. I'm just telling you.
Like dance
picks. We've got everything covered.
Those are good picks,
Dan. You know what? I don't mind your picks, Dan.
Yeah, I think, you know what, man? You totally redeemed yourself.
You're up
with
there.
The Titanic to round it out. For real.
We'll snuggle and listen to Celine Dion together.
All right. Let's get into round 26.
Pick 26. Here we go.
With the 26th pick.
All right, guys. So my first two picks were The Departed, Wayne's World.
Wait, you're 29.
Camino's next.
I'm sorry.
Camino. He's trying to
I'd like
steal
to announce a trade.
Did you guys trade picks?
Unbeknownst to Steve Camino.
Was there a negotiation offline?
You know what? Iowa Sam was trying to trade up, and I'm not having
it. Yeah, he offered you a breakfast burrito, right?
He's the Giants. You're the Patriots, Covino.
My bad.
So
I was
funny.
No, it's all good.
I skipped
good.
Over like four people.
Steve Covino, man. With the 26th selection.
With the 26th pick.
So my first pick was Goodfellas. Undeniable.
Great movie.
Okay. Second pick, Indiana Jones.
Great movie.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah. I mean, it was a franchise. Don't give me and. That was the start of it all.
Should have gone with Last Crusade.
Now, just to show you how well-rounded I am and my selection is, because I'm going for a well-rounded team, I'm going something that isn't necessarily my favorite, but it's one of my favorites, yet it's undeniable as one of the greatest movies ever made. And I'm taking it back from the 80s from Indiana Jones all the way back to 1939.
Oh, no.
Arguably the greatest picture of all time. I'm going Wizard of Oz, baby.
No!
Bam, 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 bam.
And your little dog, too.
It holds up till this day.
This is on my list, and I am so upset right now.
Such a
it might not be
movie.
The most manly
I am
and
so upset.
But I challenge anybody to find a more heartfelt, awesome movie that still holds up.
It's a goat.
Covino, it's been giving kids nightmares for centuries.
I don't care. It's great.
Because it transcends generations.
It's
the one movie that everyone watches and loves.
I hope a tornado takes me away from Covino's house so I don't have to watch that movie.
It's a great movie.
All right. We move on to pick 27.
Are you sure? Sam's
pick.
Up here, right, guys?
No, not Sam.
It's Rich Davis with a 27th selection.
All right. I have Shawshank. That was my first round pick.
Good pick.
I had Back to the Future.
Great pick. You don't have Rocky anymore.
You don't have Rocky.
I don't have Rocky.
So what's going to make yours as well-rounded as mine and Dan's?
I have the drama of Shawshank, the heart and soul of a Back to the Future. I got to go comedy to round this out, and nothing makes me laugh more than Dumb and Dumber. Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels, Dumb and Dumber rounds out my list.
Just fell behind Dan Beyer.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Are you
bro,
kidding me?
But in the draft, I don't know if it holds anywhere.
I feel like that's 6 hours of TBS at Rich's house.
You just fell behind
Shawshank.
Dan Beyer.
On a Saturday afternoon.
Shawshank was such
am
a
I
risk.
Wrong?
That was a risk, man.
Shawshank was a
what's
risk.
What's on at 4 p.m.? Dumb and Dumber.
It's a channel change for me.
I love that movie, Rich. I don't know if it's draft
Worked. I was. Yeah. Can I tell you what my backup was?
Sure.
Like someone else
No, okay. Not until, oh, okay. until we're all right. finished.
All right. All right,
pick 28.
Oh, man.
With the 28th pick.
Not Iowa Sam.
Danny G.
Yeah.
All right. I love gangster movies. I can't help it. Godfather was my first selection. Meet the Parents, I threw the comedy in there.
Yep.
My third pick, A Bronx Tale.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Danny G,
no,
I just watched it.
You're
it
just
still holds up.
A Robert De Niro fan.
Yeah,
that's a Covino pleaser right there.
That's just
the working man's not a sucker.
I love that movie. All right, we're gonna go to pick 29. Now it's Iowa Sam
with the 29th pick.
Iowa Sam. To reset here. Scorsese's best picture winner, The Departed.
Call him Marty. That's what all the Hollywood folks do.
Marty. Then I went with A Reach, perhaps. Wayne's World, what a movie that's very dear, near and dear to me. This one's, if Wayne's World was a reach, this is an even further reach.
No.
Here we go.
We'll start this party with a bang!
The best of the Batman films, better than The Dark Knight, with an all-star cast. Ladies and gentlemen, Batman Forever.
Yes.
Somebody get an email?
I mean,
Val Kilmer, come on.
When Val Kilmer came in, Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, look at that. The Odd Couple.
Nipples.
Odd Couple want to do an hour and a half today.
We're Jim Carrey.
We're leaving.
Cast.
Show's over.
Let's go.
You
Val
had Nicole
Kilmer,
Kidman.
All-star cast. Come on.
Great cast, bud.
It's like a fifth round pick, but I took him in the first.
I know. I left my personal stuff out of this, man. I had to be real about it.
Watch that movie if you want to fall asleep.
At no way.
You didn't pick.
It's excellent.
The Clooney one.
Oh, that would have been bad.
Well, you know what? Right. Last one in the studio.
Pick 30.
Here we go.
With the 30th pick.
Spot.
Body Boy.
I have so many great movies left on my list. So many great movies. And I feel like this last pick isn't going to appeal to everybody, but I think it's probably a new generation greatest film of all time. And that film is Interstellar.
Mm.
If you've seen it, it's fantastic.
Weak pick.
If you haven't seen it, it's a weak pick.
All right, let me ask you guys a question.
I want to trade my third pick. Anybody else want to do some trades?
I will. Let's do a.
Third pick was A Bronx Tale.
A Bronx Tale.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie, but I wanted it in the fourth round. Third round.
I'm not trading. I'm very confident in my picks.
I have a question.
I'll give you two selections from next year's movie draft.
No. You know what?
Damn it.
Do we,
based on that
if
reaction,
can I trade my last one out?
If we all had to pick one more movie, is there a discrepancy, or would we all have one that the others wouldn't pick?
Quickly, around the horn. Buyer, one more from you. If you had to go with one more movie.
Dan's like, these are the only four movies I know.
I had a bunch of favorite. You know, I love Hoosiers. I love Field of Dreams.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay.
Go to Field of Dreams. Go to Field of Dreams.
Go to Field of Dreams. That's sure. a good one.
Not a catch.
Yeah, I had that on my list.
Dan. Covino?
You know, I went great films that I also liked. I'm going to pick a personal favorite and represent the Vatos Locos forever and say blood in, oh, no. blood out.
Okay, you just nice. Won your Vato card.
No, I like that. Rich,
doesn't matter. Rich, he won the draft.
Rich, you're Mr. Irrelevant draft pick.
I think it was left off, and I feel like it shouldn't be left off. I just didn't want to pick two movies from the same year. Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
there's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, Gump, Shawshank, Back to the Future, Dumb and Dumber are my four.
One way up high on my board, Home Alone.
Home Alone's a great
movie. Oh, great
one.
Yeah, we're forgetting holiday movies,
Home
right?
Alone. Watch it a couple times a year. Iowa Sam?
I'm going to go with Full Metal Jacket.
You little scumbag. I got your name. I got your ass. You will not laugh. You will not cry. You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you.
Spot, are you going to go with Apollo 13?
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I'm torn between two Kevin Spacey movies, actually. Either American Beauty or Usual Suspects.
Ooh, Usual
I think
Suspects.
I'm going to go with Usual Suspects.
Yeah, that's a good one, favorite. Wow.
Usual Suspects.
Oh, that was a nice CNR movie draft. Yeah.
You know what? I'm surprised, and I can't wait to see all the feedback and speculation to see how many people thought Covino won. At Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio. But no one really went with a cartoon. I was surprised to, like, round it out.
Yeah, like Toy Story.
I had Coco on standby, man.
Coco.
That's a good one.
It is, man. You know what?
Ratatouille.
It's hard to not appreciate some of those amazing cartoons along the way.
Put up a Twitter poll of who has the best.
All right, cool.
Okay. You know what I also thought was interesting? No animated, but what would be fun next time? Hey, maybe next year, Danny G. You know what we should do? Worst movie draft.
That's a good one.
It's almost more fun to think of, like, can I think of the worst
movie? Think
of
all your favorite movies, Rich.
I was surprised there were no XXX movies that we named. Weren't you guys?
With Vin Diesel or actually
actual
pornography?
Porno. Porno. Yes.
Oh, I said in Diana Jones. Yeah, What did you think I was talking about?
Oh. And the temple of, forget it. Dan Byer, update. What's going on?
Yikes. Anderson's ready. He fires.
A swing and a drive.
That was Covino. 10 seconds
away,
ago.
Gone.
Home run.
Very, very good.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results. tire ratings and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And let me tell you, man, Detroit showed up. They're showing footage from the NFL draft. It's like a sea, an ocean of Honolulu blue.
Honestly?
And people there for the draft. So many people there.
Looks like more people than showed up for Coachella this year.
Yeah. Honestly.
They spent a month building this stage.
It looks wild,
You ever
dude.
See one of those huge music festivals? Where did Queen play in the 80s before Freddie Mercury passed away? Wembley? You ever see like that like the sea of people? Detroit looks like there's 100,000 people there.
It looks like a big turnout.
It's ridiculous.
NFL draft Thursday. You got to keep it tuned to Fox Sports Radio.
By the way, do you realize next year's draft is going to be in Green Bay?
Ooh.
Green Bay, huh?
Ooh.
That's pretty fun.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Now, if you need something to get into between our show and, of course, the draft, of course, you got The Odd Couple, but you also have our bonus podcast, Overpromised, if you want more Covino and Rich. And I'll tell you.
Let me tell you.
Thornton Mellon.
Thornton.
Shout out to Rodney Dangerfield.
Back to school. That's my fifth pick.
No. I want to let you
Ladybug,
guys know.
Ladybugs, my favorite soccer movie.
I know what we're going to talk about, and we're going to talk about NFL draft surprises.
Okay.
On Overpromised.
Draft
the
surprise.
New NFL uniforms, and what's next for Ryan Garcia. So if you like some fights, you know, there's so many options that don't involve hot women, okay? I mean, we might even talk about that. So, Overpromised, episode 46 premieres right after our show, 4 p.m. on the West, 7 p.m. on the East, on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. And, of course, you could watch and listen to what you hear, Overpromised, our bonus pod.
I have a question that has nothing to do with sports for a second.
Because UFOs?
There was a UFO sighting by LaGuardia Airport.
Yeah.
Which is the one airport no one uses that I know because it's really big pain in the ass. My thought, as we saw these young 20-somethings get drafted tonight, right? Like, they have their life ahead of them, a sea of people in Detroit to watch.
Very cool turnout from what we're seeing.
And as you see all these people and their lives about to change, NIL has changed the game. Everything's changed the game. I was watching a dumb reality show with my wife the other day called The Circle. We all know The Circle. It started during the COVID year. You probably watched season one because you were trapped doing nothing. I was like, wait, is there season six of The Circle?
I guess I missed seasons
three, four, five. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I remember watching the first season. So, Danny, I feel like we talked about it back then because there was nothing doing. Like, sports shut down. It was COVID time.
That's right. I remember that.
So we watched The Circle because it was a dumb show. They asked all these kids in the pods that are roughly 20-something, which is the age of all the people being drafted tonight, all these young dudes about to change their stars. They asked them, would you date someone that has an OnlyFans page? And everyone on this reality show was like, yeah, why not? Who cares? No big deal.
Now we're assuming they're doing naughty things on this OnlyFans page, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're just
not
being
like they're painting
a mural,
portraits. They're not painting landscapes like Bob Ross.
So my question is: as you look at this younger generation, the age of everyone you're going to be watched draft in an hour and 10 minutes, is that not a big deal to anyone anymore? Because I remember
this
back.
It seems to be a generational question. Because I'll tell you straight up, the answer for me is no way.
On a throwback Thursday. If you dated a girl that might have been in a nudie magazine, back in the 2000s, I dated a girl who was in Playboy, and I remember being like, oh, am I okay with this? Have we come so far that 20-something-year-olds now are like, yeah, who cares? Is that really the sentiment?
I mean, clearly.
That they could date someone and be like, yeah, this is my new girlfriend or boyfriend, and hey, don't disregard the fact that they do crazy things naked to themselves or other people on a website. That's normal?
That's what you need to tell your friends and family members, and that's not the game I'm playing. I have three sisters. I have a daughter. I have a mom that loves me. Hey, beautiful women in my life, just disregard all the terrible things. And not to sound like a hypocrite, because of course we do
consume this stuff.
But do you want to invest in it is the question. My answer is no, because I have to answer for that.
I just wonder, and I.
But again,
I bring this up
as my dad says, Rich, says each his own with provolone. If that's your thing, that's your thing. It's just not for me.
I'm
simple
just saying
as that.
Based, and I bring this up because you say, Rich, again, this has nothing to do with sports, but it sort of does, and I'll explain why.
I'd love to hear why.
Because I told you, if all these 20-somethings are so sexually liberal that they're okay dating someone that is doing and spreading God knows what on a smut site, if you're a young athlete, is that something you have to worry about? Like, I'm dating someone. I'm a high-profile guy. I'm the number one pick for the Bears, the Lions,
absolutely,
the Niners.
You think that Zion didn't feel weird about all those stories that started to come out about him after a while?
I'm saying it's just another layer that a young man or woman has to worry about. And I feel like these young men that are being drafted, like, oh, my God, nice to meet you. Yeah, I'm the number one pick for the Rams. Oh, yeah? Hey, before we date, you know, I'm a sort of a high-profile guy making millions, and I live in Los Angeles. Hey, like, what's out there?
And if you don't remember, I mean, there's still a stigma. It's not like the stigma is completely gone. It's a generational thing. Mm-hmm. The reason the Zion story was a juicy, salacious story is because he was linked to adult film stars when he was apparently supposed to be in a relationship.
Yeah, and,
right?
And she was on
so
OnlyFans.
If it wasn't a big deal with specific and certain generations, it wouldn't have made headlines the way it did. It's just a younger generation that's growing up thinking that this is
no biggie.
So
Rich,
yeah, simple
Rich,
as that.
This is like that Jonah Hill story we talked about a few months back.
Which one was this? Remind me.
Remember? Didn't he was dating somebody and he wanted her to like stay off of
That's right.
Yeah,
and people said that he was like crazy possessive, and he's like, no, I just have preferences in who I date. And they made him look like
just
he was
different family values. It's as simple as that. And if you're gonna say family values are old school, then I guess I'm old school.
Yeah.
You know, I still believe in them, and this, you know, what might be right for you may not be right for some, bro. It's as simple
as
that.
Are you quoting Different Strokes theme?
Well, a lot of the answers lie in old school themes.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Enjoy the draft. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Bye.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.